Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm chapter number 4. Psalm chapter number 4. And it's good to be out to God's house and get around the people of God. I've enjoyed the service. I'm trying to look at the time up there. I think I see it. Psalm chapter number 4. If you're there, say amen. I thought tonight on Wednesday night I'll try to test the pacemaker, see how I'm doing, you know. And I want to give you something tonight. I want to encourage you. How many like coming to church, getting something from the Word of God, getting some encouragement, being able to face tomorrow with some confidence? God's going to help us. God's going to bless us. We're going to be all right. We are going to make it.
Amen.
Thank God for that. I asked Chad what the girls were singing. I didn't know what they were singing, but I wanted them to sing. When I found out, I wanted them to sing that song last because of what I'm preaching tonight. So will you stand your feet to Psalm 4? Let me read this psalm. And I don't usually get you to repeat to me, but I will when I get to my title, give you the title in a moment. I want you to repeat it. I might even have you repeat it a couple times. You say, why are you going to do that for? Well, because I want you to believe it. I want you to believe what I'm preaching tonight. You may came to church tonight with your faith weak tonight. But I want you to believe what I'm going to preach to you tonight. I want to engrave. If you don't remember all the message, I want you to remember the title. And I want it to go with you tomorrow and the rest of the week and the rest of your life. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 4, you're there. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Listen to this. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call upon him or call unto him.
Amen.
Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good, Lord? Lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. I really want you to look at verse 7 and 8. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than the time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep for thou, O Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. Father, thank you for this portion of scripture. In David's life, such a crisis he was in. And I pray, God, that you would help us as we examine this passage and bring two or three little truths out just of encouragement tonight. And we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. I try to be brief. You may be seated on the setting or the background of this passage. Now, if you notice the heading, it said to the chief priest on Nigginoth, a psalm of David. Now, how many of y'all know what Nigginoth means? You only know because we talked about today. How many knows what Nigginoth means? Am I right? It was a place in the temple, correct? Mm-hmm. Where they play music with string instruments.
Yep.
That's what Nigginoth means. It was a place in the temple. This is what David was communicating. Where they played string instruments. And David was the sweet psalmist of Israel. At this time in his life, he had been driven away from that place. He was not in that place. I want to tell you where he was. He was on the run. Now here's something. It was a bad day in David's life when he was on the run from Saul. That's a bad day. But I want you to know something. In this passage, this is not the context of this passage. He was not on the run from Saul. He was on the run from his son. This is the time in his life where Absalom had rebelled against him. Now you say, I got problems. How many of you, you know, without raising your hand, you came into church with some issues, some problems tonight. Do you have one larger than that problem? Well, your own son has run you out and you can't even rule in Jerusalem and you cannot partake of the string instruments and worship. Somebody help me preach right now. This was one of the most difficult times in David's life. This is one of the most distressing times in his life. May I say this? This was one of the most disturbing times in his life. And this was one of the depressing times in his life. Yet he penned this psalm. And here's what I want you to remember. And I'm going to give you the title, then I'll give you 3 points and we'll go home. I want to get this across to you. David was true. He wasn't where he wanted to be. In a physical sense, I want you to know something. You might not be where you want to be in a physical sense tonight, but I want you to know something. If you let God touch you tonight, you could be spiritually inheriting what you need tonight. Somebody help me preach. Now here's what I want to preach on tonight. Stay with me because I want you to repeat it to me. Here it is. God will make a way. Amen. Look at me. I want everybody to look me in the face. You said, but preacher, right now I don't feel like he's going to make a way. And I don't know if he's going to make it the way I want him to make the way. But I want you to believe this truth tonight. God will make a way. Say it with me. I want you to feel this. Say it together. God. Do you really believe that? You that came into the church disturbed. You that came into church distressed. You that came into church depressed. Do you believe tonight that God will make a way? One more time. I want you to say it. Maybe if you start saying it, you'll believe it. Come on, let's do it one more time. How many of you right now take a little shout and spell if it happens for you? See, the devil's told you, no, he won't make a way. But I'm preaching tonight that he will make a way.
Yes, sir.
3 things. Look at verse number 1 and for the thought. God, number 1, in verse 1. Will make a way in tight places. Whoa. Hear me when I call. Oh God of my righteousness. Thou hast, say it with me church, enlarged me. That is God's favor. A God who answers prayer. Now, stay with me and I'm going somewhere. When we're in a tight place, we feel hemmed in. And there ain't nobody in this room, whether it's the pastor, the staff, the deacons, likes to be hemmed in. I'm talking about your back is against the wall. You don't know if you're going to get your bills paid this week. You don't know if your spouse is going to be there this week. You don't know if your health's going to hold up for another week. You don't know if your job's going to be even there tomorrow. You feel hemmed in. I want you to know something. I ain't allowed to raise this right left hand, but I'm going to raise this one high. And I want you to know, I got a God that will make a way in tight places. I tell you what hymns us in. Sometimes Satan hymns us in. Here's what Satan wants you to. I won't get this crossed. You know what Satan wants you to believe? There ain't no way for me. There ain't no hope for me. There's no future for me. That's what he wants. If he can convince you that God is not true and God can't keep his word and God cannot supply and God cannot bless, if he got you there and got you hemmed in and you're in a tight spot, you're in a bad place. But I want y'all to know something. He's a liar. I'll tell you something else to hem you in. Sin will hem you in. I want you to know something, ladies and gentlemen. There ain't nothing will make a Christian get confined like sin. You said, Preacher Smith, do you really believe that God can help me and deliver me from the sin that's got me strangled? Yes, He can. Amen. I'll tell you something else to hem you in, Jeff. Self will hem you in. There's some of you hemmed in, and I want to tell you what, it ain't Satan, it ain't sin, it's just you. Because you done limited God, you done said God, he can't do it, and you're hemmed in. The devil done made you believe. Ain't no hope. Ain't no fixing it. Ain't no way out. He's a liar.
Amen.
Hold on a minute, hold on a minute. I'm just giving you 4 or 5 applications here. Sometimes saints will hem you in. I want every one of you to look at me. Thank God for positive, loyal, great Christians. But I want all y'all to know not everybody's a positive, loyal, great Christian. And if you hang around that negative, carnal, wicked crowd that says they're saints and maybe they are saved, but you hang around them too much, they're going to hem you in because they ain't got no faith and they ain't got no belief and they're negative. They're creatures of criticism and all they know is criticism their whole Christian life. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be delivered from that.
Amen.
So I see, Lord, I'm trying to go. The boldness of David's faith. He's bragging on God. Boasting on God. How many's glad we can come to the throne of grace and mercy and find grace and mercy in a time of need? He was bold about his faith. Then the blessings of remembered mercies. He said, have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Let me ask you something. So I can just ask you. Let's go down memory lane. We're talking about God's people. Do you remember any mercies in your life? How about on this side? How many remember some mercies? How about over here? How many remember some mercy, not getting what you deserve? How many of y'all remember mercy, 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 mercy? He had mercy on them people when they were in the wilderness. He had mercy when they went into the water.
Amen.
And the water stood up. He had mercy when they come to the walls of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. You say, hey, you know, I've been over there and they're gone.
Amen.
Anybody get any help? I want to give you all this. I wrote this down, put a star beside of it. I'll make it through the world and also I'm going to make it out of this world. Now let's go over. Wait a minute. I'm getting amnesia. What's the text? What? God will what? You've been going through a lot lately. But I want to tell you and your sweet wife, God will make way. The world may not be fair. Even some Christians are not fair. But I got a God that's more than fair. That's more than able. That's greater than great. Somebody help me preach tonight. Number two. Look at verse 7. I'm cutting out a lot of this. Because I want to get all at least the main points done. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. More than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. Number two, God will make a way during tearful pain. Evidently, he was suffering pain. Let me ask you something. How many parents in this room? Or is your boy prayed, so I'll just use you. What if your boy tonight says, I'm taking you down? Now that would never go in your mind. But hold on a minute. That's what happened to David. It would break your heart. It'll break your heart if some family member would betray you and want to destroy you. Can y'all now get in the place of David? His boy Absalom run him out of the kingdom and now he's on the run and Absalom was going to kill David. He was going to destroy David. Let me ask you something. I'll talk to the parents, but everybody can relate to it. There ain't nothing will hurt you like a family member who breaks your heart and betrays you. Hey, I hurt, and I got two of the greatest kids in the world. Man, it ain't nothing hurt me worse than one of them hurting or one of them a mess. Hello? And if one of them wasn't serving God, I'd be hurting. I think you've spent some time, haven't you? I have. In my bed with four tears. And I thought, there ain't no way I'm getting through this. Are you with me, Preacher Man? Let me give you two little thoughts right there, and I'm almost up. Dear Lord God, let me show you verse 7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than the time that their corn and their wine did increase. First of all, I want you to notice the placing hand of God. Where your tears are and where your pain is, what God said I'll do, I'm going to put gladness in there and I will replace your tearful pain with gladness. Yeah, you're hurting. You're in a terrible situation. But God's going to make a way, because I'm going to put gladness where there's sadness.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'll preach better Sunday when I get a little bit more energy, but I feel a little preach on me right now. Hold on a minute, I ain't done yet. Not only the placing hand of God, woo, but the plentiful hand of God. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put so much gladness in your heart that it's going to be more than the crops and more than your stuff and more than the what you're producing. I'm going to put more gladness than you have material things in your life.
Amen.
And I want every one of you to know, material things will never replace gladness. You can have every material thing in the world and be the saddest human being that ever walked. And I'm not against material things. Not at all. But when they try to replace what real joy is and real happiness is and real gladness is, they come up short. Somebody say amen. Oh, wait a minute. 809. I forgot my text again. I forgot it. Church, say it for me. Y'all starting to believe it? He'll make a way in tight places. He'll make a way in tearful pain. Oh, I like your session. You say, my Lord, one more time, Antoinette, and I'm going to run, take a lap. And Susie said, I couldn't do that tonight. Look at verse 8, and I'm done, Chad. Just a little encouraging sermon. I will both lay me down in peace, and I will sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Woo! Number 3, he'll make a way and give you timeless peace. Now I want you to know something. If y'all say you don't do this, I'm going to think most of you is a liar. Have you ever lost sleep over a situation? You ever lost sleep and was up about all night? Fretting? Worrying? Stressing? Come on now. And by the way, just from a physical standpoint, it ain't good for you. What God said? You know what He said?
Come on. Yes, come on, preacher.
You'll be able to sleep. Because you're going. Because you believe. You now believe that you're going to make it. Since you believe you're going to make it, you might as well let me stay up and you go ahead to bed. You remember, Chad? You remember when he took them across the Red Sea? Read it tonight. Chapter 14 of Exodus. The Bible said that God stayed up all night. Why in the world do I need to stay up all night if He's staying up all night already? And if I really believe I'm going to make it, I'll be able to lay down tonight, take me a good 8.5 to 10 hour power nap, and hallelujah, not worrying about my safety, not worrying that somebody, David, not worrying that he's going to get a spear in his back, because God was going to protect him. God was to give him a peace. There ain't nothing like having the peace of God that passes all understanding. Man, is that all right? And then he said, only makest me to dwell in safety. You ever felt vulnerable? Now here's what I'm going to finish. Here's what David ended up having. David ended up having confidence, or he would never have made it to sleep. He had a conviction he was going to make it. And he had a contentment to trust in God. Let me ask you a question. I'm done. 6:13. Somebody get to the piano. Go ahead, Lois. I'm finishing early. Heads bowed. How many of you know for sure you're saved? Raise your hand. Oh my. If you don't know you're saved, slip your hand up so I can pray for you. Say, I'd like to have that peace. I think everybody's saved. How many of you in this room has a situation that's got you hemmed in? And you in your physical mind, it is hard to imagine there's any way out and any victory. And the devil's almost convinced you of that. How many have come into church just thinking, had your mind on two things? But tonight, God's encouraged you. How many raise your hand and say, preacher, pray for me. Slip up all over the house. I want to make it. I've been encouraged. Stand with me. I don't know what you're fighting. Everybody that just raised their hand, we got a minute or two. Won't you make it up here and pray? And say, God, I believe that tonight. And by your grace, I believe I'm going to make it. Slip out right now. Believe him tonight. All the house. Father, thank you for your good word. Thank you for the liberty this preacher had. Preach this little thought tonight. Bless our people in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep coming.
Not any river.
Keep coming. Keep coming.
You think are uncrossable. Have you got any mountains you just can't?
Come on now.
Tunnel.
Come on. There may be others in this room thinking, I ain't going to make it. Come on. Folks, pray all over the place.
Impossible.
Yes.
And he'll do for you what no other power can do. And there's nothing.
Yes.
No, nothing.
Oh, nothing. Oh, listen.
That my God can do.
Whoa. Bless you, Colton. I love you. Love you, Caleb.
Miracles.
Oh, yes.
And wonders. There is nothing. No, nothing. That my God.
I hope the message has been a blessing tonight. I tried to give you something. You're going to make an effort to be here, and I'm going to give you something. And Wednesday night ought to be a time when you come and expect to get encouraged. How many got some encouragement tonight? Amen. You are going to make it. You are going to make it. What was the title again?
God Will Make a Way.
How many of y'all really believe that? Testify. He will. Susie, I held back tonight. I was. Did I do all right? Yeah. Yeah. It's all right. I tried not to go too wild, Brother Jeff, hold her back about a cycle or two. But I wanted to be here. I was here Sunday because I wanted to be here. Sunday night, I just couldn't make it back. I was still a little too weak to make two services. And I'm glad to be here tonight. Father, this precious people means so much to me. I have such a connection with them. I feel when they're hurting. I feel when they feel betrayed. I feel when they just don't think they're going to make it through. And I want to be a preacher of hope. A preacher that tells them there is a God. And because of Him, you will make it. Help the one that needs a job tonight. Help the one that's facing financial problems tonight. Help the one that's having sickness in their life tonight. Help the one that's been betrayed by a friend or a spouse or someone. God, help them tonight to realize they will make it. In Jesus' name, for His sake. Amen. God bless you. Good night.